Pete Rose logged more hits in baseball history than anyone else. No one has come close to breaking his record. But he was also at the center of one of the game's biggest scandals, a scandal that changed baseball forever. In the new book, Charlie Hustle, New York Times bestselling author Keith O'Brien chronicles Pete Rose's spectacular rise and fall. Drawing on firsthand interviews with Rose himself and his associates, this is Pete Rose as we've never seen him before. By Charlie Hustle, available wherever books are sold.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
iHeart Podcast Update, this week on your free iHeart Radio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet-sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken, Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two, Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Checking In with Michelle Williams, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. Hey everybody, it's Michelle Williams. Is there such a thing as a baller boss lady? Well, there is, and she's coming up next as my guest right here on Checking In with Michelle Williams. Hey y'all, it's Michelle Williams, and so many things happened this last year, and one of the great things that came out of it was a refocus on feminism. And it is a hot topic all around, but I'm here to celebrate amazing women, especially those who are pioneering in male-dominated territories. And my guest is doing just that. In 2015, Nicole signed her first client and then went on to become the first African-American female agent to represent a first-round pick in the NFL draft in 2019. Currently, the president of football operations at Clutch Sports Group, oh, you know, they're just the people who represent LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Y'all, please welcome to my podcast, Nicole Lynn.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Listen, let me start off by saying I was a huge Destiny's Child fan growing up. This is like a dream come true moment. You are a boss. I've been following your career my entire life, and that's not a joke. So I'm just humbled to be even in your presence, girl. So
girl, listen, I knew that I had been praying for, I needed other women in my life.
Yeah.
But whether you are in my life directly or indirectly, to see what you're doing, Nicole, to see what you've accomplished.
Thank you.
And I know there's more to you than that, because I'm sure you're probably getting a lot of people that want to be in your life because of your amazing position, which you've worked hard for. Okay. But I know that there is so much more to you, and we're going to get to all of that. I'm also excited because your new book, Agent You, Show Up, Do the Work, and Succeed on Your Own Terms, it will be available everywhere on July 13th. I also wanted to say that as well. Okay. There it is.
It is. Thank you. I'm super excited.
There it is. If you don't mind, I know I definitely just kind of rattled off your latest accomplishments. For those who are new to my podcast and new to Nicole Lynn, where are you from?
So I'm originally from Tulsa, Oklahoma, which, hey, you know, it's interesting because before this year, people really didn't know Tulsa, but now 1921 race massacre, mm-hmm, you know, everybody's familiar. Mm-hmm. Tulsa's kind of cool again. So I'm from Tulsa. Mm-hmm. I live in Houston. So I've been in Houston, Texas for about 5 years. So
what?
Third ward. Yeah. Yeah.
Come on. Okay, cool. That's so good to know.
Yes. I love Houston. I love Houston.
The birthplace of Destiny's Child.
Oh, I know. I'm familiar. I was like the president of the fan club.
Come on. come on. So from Tulsa, Oklahoma, where'd you go to school? What did you major in? Because people want to know, like, what if they want to be a sports agent? What would be the path?
So I went to the University of Oklahoma. I got a degree in business. While I was there, I got became friends with a lot of the football players. And I was watching them transition into the NFL and become millionaires. And then a few years later, I'd see them kind of go back to rags. It was like rags to riches to rags. And so I grew up in a very tough situation, dirt poor, living in cars, shelters, et cetera. And many of these players were the same. They grew up from the same neighborhood as me. And so it was just crazy to me to see them make millions of dollars and then go broke. And so I was 18 and I'm like, I'm going to protect these people. This is my mission. And I'm not even some big sports fan. I mean, that's the craziest thing. It wasn't about football. It was about the human. So I got a degree in business. I moved to New York City. I got a really prestigious job on Wall Street thinking I'm going to be a financial advisor for these athletes. And so while I was there, I was interviewing financial advisors and asking kind of how to break in. And they kind of said, it sounds like you want to be an agent. You know, financial advisor is more portfolio management, but the agent is the glue. It's, you know, it's making sure that they have a mentor and you're the assistant, you're the travel agent, you're fighting the baby mamas off, whatever you got to do. That is my role. I do it all. I wear a lot of hats. You know, I pivoted and I went to law school. I mean, it was so quick. I'm like, oh, I'm in the wrong lane. I got to deviate. And I went to law school. And so I went to law school, got graduated, became an attorney, and I worked a dual career for 6 years. I was a full-time sports agent. I worked for Little Wayne at Young Money Apple Sports. And I worked at this very prestigious law firm doing civil litigation. Mm-hmm. And I did both of those until about 6 weeks ago. And the amount of exhaustion, I mean, we can talk about it, but even the conversation, I appreciate your book because in this last year, I've had my own mental health journey after almost killing, overworking myself and not checking in as you talk about the book. And so this book is life-saving, you know, and I just, anyway, so I have my own journey there. And so I'm trying to be more cognizant of checking in on me. So I know that's more than you asked, but that is.
No. Because there are going to be so many people listening and they're going to see the agency you work for. So they're going to be like, oh, she must be popping bottles with the athletes and hanging out. But you do have to pace yourself. You do have to take care of you.
Oh, yeah.
So that you can continue to help them make sound decisions.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So thank you for mentioning that and making sure that you're checking in with yourself. And I pray that you have others, because remember, it's checking in with others. Mm-hmm. I pray those others are safe. And then, of course, the ultimate, checking in with God.
Absolutely.
That's the ultimate safe place. Last year you were named on Sports Illustrated's The Unrelenting List, honoring the most powerful, most influential, and most outstanding women in sports. What did being recognized by one of the world's leading voices in sports mean to you?
You know, I'm gonna be honest, because this podcast, and this is where you're gonna
get it's safe here, honey. It's called checking in. We safe.
And I haven't really talked about this, but you know, that year and the year before, I had the most successful year I've had. I was there. I was on Glamour magazine. I was Woman of the Year.
Yep.
I had back-to-back top 10 picks. That's very rare in my industry, and made more money than I've ever made. And I just was so unhappy. And I read your book and I just could relate to it so much. It's like my life on the outside was so perfect. Bomb husband, you know, financially stable, all these amazing things, perfect life on Instagram. And I was so unhappy and I could not figure out why. You know, I was just struggling. And so I was sad and then I was fatigued. And I remember going to the doctor and getting all this blood work. I'm like, something is wrong with me. I was like, I need you to figure out what's going on. And the woman that was the doctor, she wasn't Black. And there's a lot of, you know, issues with women of color and us not being taken serious.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like she kept searching. And she finally told me, you need to see a psychologist. You're depressed. And I just remember being like, are you out of your mind? Like, you're telling me that this fatigue and this, you know, I feel like I can barely walk and I'm just, my emotions are all over the place. You think I'm depressed? I think it's a hormonal issue. I think it's a blood issue. I think it's something else. You're not taking me serious. And I remember being so mad and telling my husband, I'm like, I'm finding another doctor. This is ridiculous. I'm becoming another statistic. And so I went and found another doctor, went through the whole thing and came out the same way. And she said, I think it's depression. I mean, she took me serious. She said, let's go through everything. And I couldn't believe that something like depression could manifest physically so much, right? And like, that just didn't make sense. We don't talk about mental health, even anxiety. It's like, I was getting hives. I'm like, this is something in my mind that's manifesting on my body. And so it's been a crazy year for me because this is new. I read in your book, you know, you mentioned kind of struggling early on. That wasn't me. I'm a happy go lucky person. This felt like it came on like bricks. And so I went to therapy, which I've never talked about publicly. I went to a psychologist, and even in therapy going through a traumatic childhood, therapist was like, you know, this might be a chemical imbalance. She's like, this may not be something we can fix through therapy. And that was mind blowing. It was like, what are you going to do? Put me on medicine? You know, it's just, but these are the conversations we don't have in our community. It's been such a journey for me because my goal is like, I want to find peace. I want to find happiness. And, you know, I, even in the last 2 years with friends, it's like, I lost interest in things I love. And I thought it was just, I'm overworked, I'm working and I'm getting older. And I was like, man, I don't have any hobbies. I don't care about much. Girl, it was depression. I could not believe it. So anyway, your book for me is life-changing because, like I said, I've never told this story to anybody publicly, but I feel like you being able to tell yours, it makes me feel more comfortable to be like, okay, there are other people that deal with this, and it doesn't matter how successful you are.
That's right. That's right. And with you telling this story, there will be one or two people who will say, but you have so-and-so, you have this, you have that. That should erase the depression. But you mentioned something about a traumatic childhood.
Yep.
For some reason, things that happen in childhood, the effects of it can kind of lie dormant for a while. And then there are things that happen in adulthood that trigger those childhood wounds, the feeling of needing to be seen and heard and loved for who you are sometimes don't manifest until you're adulthood because you're in childhood. So you're in just, I'm trying to survive and escape.
Yes. Fight or flight.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if some of your drive to be successful had something to do with childhood and to escape that.
Yep. Yep.
I know mine was. I was like, if I can just go out here and make six figures, because I know when I go to college, I knew I was like, I'm at least be making 75K after college. And then period. And then I'm going to get promoted and I'm going to be the six figure girl. Yes. Right. I had my plans. So I was using even my childhood that motivated me to be successful. Right. But it did not motivate me to get healing because you don't know until you become an adult, and adulting triggers those childhood wounds.
But say that again. It motivated me to be successful, but didn't motivate me to get healing. Did y'all hear that?
Yeah.
That is so true. It's like, I always had this different level of grit than my peers, right? It's like in my DNA, I just always the hardest worker, always achieving for greater, but never once was it a moment where I felt like I need to heal from the trauma. I was going to be successful. I did it, but healing was never a part of the conversation. And part of it was, I didn't know there was anything to heal. I thought my life was normal. I thought the childhood stuff that I went through, you know, I'm like, everybody has rough families. And so it took years to get to the point where I realized this is an issue.
Not only is it an issue, we think it's normal because we survived it.
Girl.
Be like, no, we survived dysfunction. We didn't survive what was normal.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But millions of people think, because I survived, it must be normal, right? But now it can stop with you.
Yep.
Whatever it was generational, whatever language was used, whatever responses were used that were unhealthy, it's up to us now to change that, to have healthy responses for our children, for our husbands, relationships, work-wise.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And because you've gone through this, Nicole, you'll be able to spot it and detect it in athletes.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And help them.
Yeah. I mean, because a lot of them look like us and in our community.
Yeah. Yeah.
We talk about it.
This season, prepare for every season with the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. These shoes were made for adventures in rain, shine, mist, or snow. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything. A moment that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these very moments.
The last couple of years has been the hardest season of our marriage for sure. I'm surprised our marriage survived it. I think we both are. I think we both were barely holding on. Nothing compares to how hard this is.
Their stories are full of candor, awe, and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change.
True behavior change is really identity change. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become.
Listen to A Slight Change of Plans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This conversation is almost going in another direction because you see everything as it relates to mental health and sports. And here you are disclosing something that we didn't know. And thank you for trusting.
My clients don't know, you know, because on the outside, it's never in work. It's funny with how depression is. I'm good when I'm working.
Yes.
When I'm on the field at a football game or I'm on the red carpet movie premiere with my guy, I'm killing it. You would have no clue. It's like when you get alone by yourself with your thoughts when I get home. And I always feel so bad for my husband because it's like, he never knows what he's going to get when he gets home. Right. He doesn't get Agent Nicole Lynn that the world gets. He gets whatever the real raw. And I'm like, God, I mean, he is ride or die.
That's so good.
He gets the gritty.
What was his reaction when you came home and said, babe, the doctors told me I have depression?
He's like, I agree.
Wow. You know? Cause he sees you, the real you.
He knew it was in it, you know. But I'm this, in my mind, this attorney. I'm the successful woman. Like, we don't have depression. You know, it's period. That's the thought. And so he's not someone to push his thoughts on you, but he was very much like, yeah, I think that's probably right. You know, you're coming home and I would just be crying for no reason. I mean, everything was great. And I'm sitting on the couch. I'm like, I don't know why I'm crying. Something's going, I don't know. And it was just the weirdest thing, but it never crossed my mind that it was, you know, mental. I was like, something's going on in my body. I got to see a specialist, you know, isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Yeah.
So he's amazing. And then like even struggling with anxiety, I also struggle with anxiety. You know, they come together sometimes and like a package deal. And, you know, even with my two jobs, I mean, part of me joining Clutch Sports with Rich Paul and deciding to leave two jobs and just have one, you know, I almost had a nervous breakdown, but that nobody sees that.
Yeah. It's transition and people don't know you even need help coaching in the transition that you just made.
Yeah.
Now, Nicole, just as long as you know you are worthy of this transition and this promotion, you are absolutely worthy of love. Don't do like I did and almost sabotage it because of that depression and anxiety. Let the people love you. Yeah. Let people help you and just know, let them see you naked, vulnerable, raw. And thank you for even having the courage to tell your husband. Because you could have went through life, and I know people who they're sneaking medication for their medication.
I do too. I know people like that too.
Their spouses and family members don't know.
Yeah.
So you got it. It's just the fact that you worked this hard, God saw you, he plucked you and said, I trust Nicole Lynn for this promotion.
Amen.
To me, it's a trust thing.
Yep.
He knows that what you can do with it. He knows the change that you are going to make. But we just have a little thorn in our side called depression, right?
A little bit.
And just a little something. And guess what? We're going to get to the root to it.
Yep.
Everything has a root. Mm-hmm. Everything has a root. So I'm excited for your today, of course.
Me too.
I'm excited for your tomorrow.
Me too.
And I'm even more honored that you were able to take everything that happened in your past to be where you are. How has faith helped you?
Oh, man. I mean, I wouldn't be where I am today without my faith. You know, when I grew up very poor, and so I always felt like the only thing I had was Jesus, you know? So I very much was, you know, we didn't have food. We didn't have security. I talk about in my book, getting robbed at gunpoint at 8 years old. We didn't have nothing. We didn't have protection, but in my mind, I had Jesus. And you'll read about it. It's
yes.
I'm 8 and I'm rocking in the dark because the intruders are there. And I'm like, Jesus, that's my first thought. Just Jesus, protect me. And you know, even at that age, I was like, forgive me for my sins. Please let me in heaven.
Aww.
I wouldn't be where I am without my faith, you know, and God has been, you know, my provider. My mom could not provide anything tangible for me in my life, but what she did instill in me was my belief, my faith. She taught me how to worship. She taught me what that meant. And that's the only thing she ever gave me. And it was the most important gift of my life. And I thank her. I'm like, she's like, I couldn't give you anything. Couldn't give me food. She ain't got it. But she gave me my faith, taught me how to love Jesus, taught me about his love. And it's the greatest gift I've ever had. And so,
wow.
And listen, the journey of being a believer, you know, there's ups and downs. Sometimes you're really tuned in and really, you know, in your word. And sometimes you almost forget about God. Your life is moving and moving.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the depression state and trying to figure that out, there weren't a lot of times I immediately went to God. I'm going to the doctors. I'm trying to figure it out. And it was, you know, there was never a moment where I was like, God, what's going on?
What's going on?
The issue. And so, yeah, I mean, we get in our busy lives and we forget. And so you got to kind of push back and check in.
Yes, definitely check in. And I mean, you're doing the right thing. You mentioned therapy, you know, and I hope you're able to get away. Just have some safe people, safe friends.
Yes.
That you can share stuff with. And of course, God, it's nothing like even a minutes in the morning. I can imagine when you wake up in the morning, the emails or people feeling like, okay, because I text you right now, Nicole, I need a response right now.
You wouldn't believe how many emails I have.
it's good because, I mean, you're a top agent in the top agency. So I get it. It comes with a lot of emails. But it's kind of like a friend of mine inspired me to wake up an hour earlier than I used to wake up. Because that's just that me time to check in with God. I'm listening to my favorite praise worship music. I'm doing my devotionals. And to the point where it will then help me respond to the emails that I get.
Mm. You know, it's so funny because I just told my friends, I'm not a morning person at all.
Me neither.
But I felt like God was calling me to become a morning person. I just told this to my friends. I'm like, I don't know why, but I feel like, and my husband too, we're like, okay, I think God wants us to get up earlier for some reason. So I don't know if this is confirmation, but I appreciate you sharing that because I have been feeling that in my spirit.
Come on. Cause it will calm you and will ground you. And instead of looking at emails and texts with anxiety, you'll look at it with peace because you spent that hour or two with God. You yeah. checked in, you grounded yourself and you centered yourself. And I believe people might be like, Nicole, there's a change. And not that you were ever mean, but there's a different tone in your.
Man, you got a little vibe. Different vibe.
Got a little. Y'all, before you know it, Nicole's gonna be saying, "God bless you this morning. How can I serve you? To the best capacity. How can you know?" They gonna be like,
"I'm not there yet. God's still working with me on that. I don't know about that."
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything. A moment that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these very moments.
The last couple of years has been the hardest season of our marriage for sure. I'm surprised our marriage survived it. I think we both are. I think we both were barely holding on. Nothing compares to how hard this is.
Their stories are full of candor, awe, and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change.
True behavior change is really identity change. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become.
Listen to A Slight Change of Plans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As a Black woman who you've been holding leading positions in the companies that you worked for years, what obstacles did you run into that maybe were particularly trying?
Oh my God, where do I begin? I think one of the biggest obstacles just generally, and I want every woman, Black woman to hear this in the workplace, is choosing not to cover. Covering is you hiding intimate details about yourself to conform to the dominant culture. That's the concept of covering. I talk about this in my book. And so it's like, for example, me not wearing my Beyonce weave, 22 inch, you know, blonde weave to work because the dominant culture doesn't wear that. And I made a very deliberate decision when I started corporate America. I'm not going to cover because I don't want anybody that comes behind me to feel like they have to cover. And that decision was a challenge every single day, whether it was, you know, changing my hair or my dialect, code switching, all of that falls under covering.
Okay. Okay. That's covering. Okay.
Yeah. And so it's not just minorities. I mean, you know, someone that's Jewish may say, hey, I'm going to a beach vacation on Friday. Really, they have a religious holiday. That's covering. It's not sharing the intimate details in the workplace because the dominant culture may be Christian. The dominant culture may be white. I'm the minority in that moment. And so this concept, I learned this so early on and I'm like, wow, I'm not going to be the one that does that. And that's it's hard to be a trailblazer in that, right?
Yeah.
In the workplace, be the first Black woman they've seen with weave, right? You know, be the first Black woman that you wear braids. I remember when the first time I got braids with my NFL clients, I've been an NFL agent. I had never wore braids in front of my clients. I don't know. Wow. It was such a big thing. It was like, oh, I got to be professional. I'm already one of like three that look like me out of 900. I can't also be with the braids. And one of my clients had told me, he's like, if you are good at what you do, you can wear whatever you want. And so just moments like that, I was like, okay. And so I made the decision to wear the braids. It's just these small, you know, always having to be the first in the smallest things. It's not just the first Black woman to sign a top three pick. It's like, okay, first Black agent to wear braids. I mean, it's ridiculous to think that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I'm sure there are others, but it's tough. So those are everyday little decisions I have to think about because of the industry I'm in.
Like you said, and it's also letting the women that are going to come behind you to know, like, hey, you can do this. That's so good. That's so good. Your book, July 13th, that's coming out.
Yes.
Agent You. Show up, do the work, and succeed on your own terms. You guys, it will be available everywhere July 13th. Why now? And what has showing up and doing the work look like in your own life?
So, you know, I really wrote this book as a blueprint. I get asked all the time, how did you do it? How did you break into the business? How'd you get your dream job? This book is not about how to be a sports agent. This book is not a memoir. This book is teaching you how to advocate for yourself, how to get a seat at the table, how to show up as you every single day. It's like, as if you hired me, you had me, I'm an agent, I'm professional. This is what I'm trained to do, negotiate on your behalf. What if you had that skill set? You could be your own inner agent. And so it's really just teaching the reader how to be their own agent. You know, I talk a lot about in this book, finding purpose. I believe if you're not walking in your purpose, you're just working and living to die. I think purpose is that critical. It's that critical to figure out your purpose. And I talk about that. But I also talk about finding peace, because just like you in your book, Checking In, yeah, you can find purpose. You can walk in purpose. You can be successful. And still the peace doesn't always follow.
Yeah.
So I talk about that in my book. And so, you know, the reason for now is I want to give the secret sauce. I don't want to hide the ball. I want people to know right now, this is how I did it. This is how you do it. Let's roll. And I do share intimate stories of my life, but it's not a memoir. This is not about just me. This is a blueprint.
That's so good. Nicole, do you feel like you are in your purpose?
Absolutely. I do. I'm blessed to walk in my purpose. I feel like a lucky one, one of the lucky ones, because I knew very early on what I wanted to do. And every decision I ever made was very deliberate. But most of the people I'm surrounded by, they have some of them my age, 40, 45, have no idea what they want to do still. And that's okay. This book is made to help those people. You know, I think of purpose as your superpower. What's your superpower? What are you naturally good at? And so one of the chapters I break down the kind of the four criteria. How do we figure this purpose thing out? Let's not make it hard.
Come on.
So
that's so good. You're making me smile. I'm just like, what am I? I got to get to Houston real soon. We got to go do brunch.
Let's do it.
We got to talk, child. Yeah. Yes. What do you think the next few years will look like for women in sports?
I think there will be more representation, not just on the agent side, on the team side, personnel side, you know, but it's still a slow climb. It's not as fast as you would expect. You know, it's one of those things. We see a woman hit a milestone and it's not very quickly after that someone else hits it again. It's there's these big gaps. Mm. So the hope is that there will be more representation as a whole for women in sports. The agent world, there's so few of us. And I think part of that is because we're always on and it's tough. I don't have any kids. Imagine having kids doing this kind of job. And so my goal personally over the next few years is to show people that you can have it all, although I don't know how to do that yet.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I have to believe that you can be an amazing wife. You can be an amazing mother. You can be an amazing sports agent and attorney and influencer, whatever you want that to be, author. So I'm figuring that out. I want women in sports to be able to say, I can do this. I can have it all. Cause I think they're deterred from joining because we don't have vacation days. I don't have no maternity leave. I represent talent all day, every day. What am I going to do? Pregnant on the sidelines? So I want the world of sports to say women can do this no matter who they are or their background.
Absolutely. The other day, my best friend, Dr. Amira Ogunleye, she posted something the other day about, can you have it all? And she said, you can definitely have it all. You just can't have it all at the same time. Okay. You know, and actually her husband used to play for the Bears, Wale Ogunleye, but he's now head of sports and entertainment at UBS.
Okay. Yep.
And as we're talking, I'm like, wow, Nicole, you got to meet this person. You got to meet this person. I think we finna be friends. I am just totally, totally wowed and in awe about our conversation. What is priority in your life right now?
Happiness. You know, when you're struggling with depression, it's number one. I want to have moments of joy, you know, beyond happiness, moments of joy. I want to do things that make me happy. And when you do struggle with depression, sometimes it feels like there's nothing, or, you know, it's like nothing I'm interested in or nothing gets me excited. You know, I'd win all these awards and be like, oh, that's great. You know, such a weird feeling.
Yeah.
I want to get back to the point where that excites me. You know, that excites me. And I'm such a journey person. And then when I get to the destination, I almost get depressed. Like I'm working for the top. I'm trying to get the top recruit and then I get him and he's drafted. And then I remember being like, now what? What do I do now?
Yeah.
Like, I want to be okay. There's a lot of people that need to take time in the journey. I'm not that person. I'm good with the journey, but when I get there, I want to be able to enjoy it. And so that's something I'm really working on with myself and being present. You know, one of my players always says, be where your feet are at.
Yeah.
Your mind is, you know, always moving.
It's like you can't enjoy the one goal you've reached because tomorrow you're trying to reach the next. And it's like, wow. And I understand that, you know, not being able to enjoy certain things because we were on a plane the next two hours. We couldn't celebrate because you're on to the next, to the point where you might even offend those close to you because they might try to celebrate you for your birthday and you'll be okay for like 30 minutes. And then you'd be like, all right, what's next? Yeah. Where's the cake?
When I got my job at Clutch, my best friend's like, are we celebrating? You're the president of football operations. She's like, how many women is there? Are there any other women that do this? It's like, oh, we can celebrate whenever. She's like, no, we're celebrating. I'm like, okay. But it's just, it's not natural. It's just,
yeah.
You know, life is so short. I want to celebrate those moments. The stuff that I've done, the stuff that you do is tough. We work off. I want to take those moments and be like, okay, let's sit in this moment for a minute.
Mm.
How did I get here? And let me enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me enjoy it.
Thank you for sharing. And I know that you are inspiring many women who work in other male-dominated industries. It seems like every industry seems male-dominated, maybe except for beauty, maybe. How should a woman show up when they're pursuing careers in a male-dominated field?
As their authentic self.
Okay.
I made a decision, and I actually talk about this in the book. There's something called the NFL Combine, and it's where all agents go once a year with their players. Everybody in the NFL is there. And I remember my first combine, and I asked a couple agents, I'm like, what do you wear? And they're like, oh, just wear a ball cap, jeans, try to blend in, no big deal. I'm a heels girl. I'm always in a heel. I feel more confident in a heel. That's who I am, point blank, period. And I just remember making the decision, you know what? I'm going to wear heels because that's who I am. I'm comfortable in heels. And that advice I got about blending in, I feel like was the worst advice I've gotten in my career. And I think my decision to wear heels that day, and it's not just the heels, it's metaphorically the heels.
Yeah.
I got to where I am now. That was the moment when I said, I'm going to be Nicole Lynn everywhere I go. Whether I'm standing out or I'm different, I will be my authentic self. Now, I'm not going to say it's not hard, right? I'm there and I'm sometimes self-conscious. Are people looking at me?
Yeah.
But I still made the decision to do it. You know, someone says, do it afraid. I've heard that quote, that's me. And so when I think about how should women show up, they should be their authentic self.
Mm.
They should remember, and this helped me, that you're not for everybody. And I just, when I finally was okay with knowing I am not for everybody, my life changed. I'm not going to please everybody. Whether I show up this way or that way, someone will be offended or feel some type of way. So I'm going to show up as me.
That's so good.
You're the secret sauce. You can give somebody your spaghetti recipe. It'll still taste different.
Come on. When you say that you are not going to be for everybody, there are so many of us who are guilty. I know I've been guilty of still trying to please that small percentage of what seems like everybody. Well, because I know that there's more people rocking with you than there are against you.
Right.
But we've been so guilty of trying to even still cater to. Did you ever find yourself catering to those? I just want to please. I want to have a great performance. When I mean performance for you, it's the numbers, the results, whatever that may be.
It's athletes saying yes. I could recruit, you know, 10 athletes, 9 say yes, 1 says no. And that one is soul crushing. It's like, what did I do? Am I not a good enough agent? Is there a reason? Am I doing something wrong? And it's okay. I got 9 that said yes, but we harp on the one.
Yeah.
And you know, it's, or maybe I'm the best apple. They just like peaches, you know? And so I have to remind myself, but no, I mean, I definitely have those thoughts of frustration, but girl, he likes peaches. You're not a peach. Never going to be a peach. Let it go. You're an apple, the best apple, period.
Yeah, apple. Listen, outside of sports, what do you like to do?
Ugh, I don't know. I dance. I like to dance. You know, that's real. I don't have a lot of, I'm working on it. I don't have a lot of hobbies. Like, I wish I could say I had all these hobbies. I don't have a lot of hobbies, but
right.
I'm a foodie.
Now that's where we will get along for sure. The foodie, loving lots of food.
In your book, you talk about This Is Us, A Million Little Things. Those are my jam.
Oh my God.
My favorite shows.
Did you watch Handmaid's Tale?
Of course. Are you kidding me?
See.
so good. Like, we like all the same shows. And I was reading your book. I'm like, oh yeah, okay, we'd be cool.
We'll definitely rock it out. Listen, I'm so excited for you. Congratulations on everything that you've got going. Congratulations for July 13th, your book coming out. It's been awesome having you today. And thank you for sharing something so transparent and being vulnerable.
Thank you for having me.
This was such a beautiful conversation, as you never know what someone is going through. Here I am rattling off all of her amazing accomplishments and who she is in the world of sports, you know, a top agent, the first African-American female agent to represent a first round pick. I mean, the president of football operations at Clutch Sports Group. And here she is today admitting to me that she has been suffering with depression. There are just so many of us out there. You've got great things going on and you've gotten the diagnosis of depression, or you're just so paralyzed and you're stuck and you don't know how to move because of depression. I was holding back tears talking to Nicole. She's so beautiful, so awesome, and so accomplished. And like I said, you just never know what a person is going through. But what I did get out of this amazing interview is her will to push through, the determination, and her resilience. I know that 5 or 10 years from now, she's going to continue to break glass ceilings, and she's going to help other people as well who have been going through life with the diagnosis of depression. And so I'm totally, I would say at a loss for words, because I had this whole other interview planned and something else kicked in. And that's why I love my podcast, Checking In, is because it is such a safe place for people to come to and tell things that they wouldn't feel comfortable sharing on another platform. So I want you guys to know that this is your safe place. If you can, hit me on my Instagram DMs and just let me know if there's anything you need, if there's anything that you need for me to discuss that you need help processing, or if there's a resource that I can give you. I also want to tell people there is an amazing resource called Black Female Therapists. It's their Instagram page, Black Female Therapist. And if you click the link in their bio, there's so many resources. If you click one of the links that says find a therapist, because I'm telling you, I really want everybody to get help processing things that you've gone through. You guys heard Nicole say that she was robbed at gunpoint at the age of 8. That is pretty scary. Some of us, we've had traumatic things happen to us, but we've never talked about it. And we think because we survived it, that it didn't affect us. That is pure terror and trauma for something like that to happen to an 8-year-old, for something like that to happen to anyone. Now, we've got to process this pain. We got to process our trauma and these wounds. And it doesn't make you less than. It doesn't make you weak. Because that kind of trauma, you can have PTSD, meaning you'll be scared to go out. You're scared to celebrate. No, I think we deserve to have a great quality of life regardless of the trauma that has happened to us. So you guys, I love you. And I can't do what I do without your love and support. Please continue to follow and share my podcast. Thank you so much for joining me, and keep checking in. Checking In with Michelle Williams is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The hit movie Bob Marley: One Love is now streaming on Paramount+. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.